Hello, thank you for holding. My name's John. I'm the Regional Pricing Director in your area. How are you doing today?
Good.
All right.
Thank
good
you.
To hear, sir. Yeah, of course. Of course. Happy Friday Eve. Can't believe this week has gone by so quick.
Is it Friday? It's not Friday, is it?
I'm just kidding. I call it Friday Eve. You know, I heard a friend say this recently, and I'm like, that's a good one. I love that, you know?
I got you. Gotcha.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I'm speaking with Tony. Is that right?
You are.
All right. Pleasure to meet you, Tony. So let's see here. Donna sent over information to catch me up to speed on the call here. I got to say, congratulations on the established business already, 7 years in. Talk about time flying. And
yeah,
yes, sir. Now, you're looking to target just residential work within 40, it says about 40-mile radius, and I used to live right in Tampa, so are you trying to hit more of like Sarasota, or can you talk to me about that, of your target radius?
Yes.
Okay.
Sarasota and Bradenton are our target areas, but we handle Venice, which is part of Sarasota County.
Yeah.
And, okay. You know, it's pretty big. Manatee County and Sarasota County is our territory.
Okay, gotcha. Well, we could definitely help you out with that. Our package actually goes up to 50 miles out if you needed to. It doesn't mean you have to use all 50 miles. The best part about that part is that we can narrow things down just like how you want. Specific counties, cities, zip codes. Yeah, we're very flexible. Tony,
right.
All the calls will come directly to you. Nobody will ever touch any of your customers whatsoever. So however you want to be contacted, email, phone, text, all three, we'll make sure to put that out there on not just on Google, but other directories as well that you'll be listed on top of that, okay? So
right.
Before I dive into pricing here for you, though, did you have any questions regarding on the program itself or how it works in general?
Yeah. Just let me know. Talk to me about the program. What is it?
Sure thing.
How does it work?
Well, I like to do my research a little bit too. So, you know, talking with you, Tony, I see you already have a Google Business profile, right? So
mm-hmm.
If customers actually type in your business name or say on Voice Alexa, they will find you, right? It'll almost look like it's just the top person right there because that's your business.
Right.
What we do, though, is we make sure that your company is being top recommended on the first page of Google in the local map section, not even when customers – they don't have to know your business name. As long as they type in or say on Voice Alexa or any of their gadgets there nowadays, I swear, any of the types of services that you provide, let's say bathroom remodeling, full home remodeling, things like that,
mm-hmm.
Your business will be top recommended as an option for them to give you a call from there. Okay. Now,
right.
Not just listed on Google's first page, but you'll be listed on 60 other directories to be exact, like Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Yellow Pages, Chambers of Commerce even. So there's so many, I'm just naming a few here, but we want to make sure that it's very easy and convenient for the customers to find you when they need you. That's just the name of the game these days, right? Because
mm-hmm.
I don't know about you, Tony, but I never look at the second or third page of Google myself, and I use it almost every single day, right? So that's the same thing here. We want to make sure that customers see you as the best option to give a call when they need you. So
mm-hmm.
Tony, do you use any type of social media for the company as well, like Facebook, Instagram, or anything like that?
No, not really.
Not really? Okay. Did you have no interest in
no.
it or just haven't gotten around to it? Or?
Well, we used to be on Facebook, but, you know, I was paying a certain fee, and I just didn't want to pay that fee anymore because it didn't seem like it was doing any good.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, you know, I read on the notes here. I just kind of skimmed through it, but I'm looking at your website at the same time here, too. So I got to say, first off, I love your website. I don't know if you built it yourself or if these are real pictures, actual work that you've done, but it's incredible, man.
Yeah.
It really
that's,
is.
That's not work.
I'm not pulling your leg. Like, I'm straight up honest. So I love it.
Yeah.
Well, so, Tony, did you use an SEO company in the past doing the Facebook or things like that? Or did you just – can you talk to me about this?
Say that again.
Oh, I was asking if you used a service like this before in the past. I kind of skimmed through some notes from Donna.
I have a service like this now, but
okay.
But it's not an optimizing service. It's called Thrive. Are you familiar with that?
I am. Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I have that now. And I was paying like 300 and something a month, and that was including the Facebook and other things. But I reduced that to 176 a month, and I'm not sure exactly what the hell they're doing for me, to be honest with you. I had them for a couple of years. But
couple
it
of years?
Seems to be,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. But it seems to me like it's, I mean, it's doing okay, you know, but it's, you know, I'm certainly not on the first page of Google or anything like that. And I'm not sure, I think your companies make a lot of promises. I'm not saying you in particular, because I've never dealt with you. But other companies
right.
make a lot of promises, but they never fulfill it because, you know, it's hard to get on the first page of Google. So
it's not easy. Yeah, I'll give you that. But 1 year in like that, that's here. Let me do something. I'm going to do it on our own incognito mode on Google and type in what I'm typing is just a keyword like bathroom remodeling nearby. I'm going to go in Sarasota for example here and see if they even got you up there when typing these keywords. Cause if you're already on the first page and they're doing their job, great. You know, hands down, I'm the type of guy I would say you're all fine. You're all set. Right. But right now,
right.
as I'm looking, I definitely don't see you on the first page. I'm going to go to the second page, though, just in case to see if they got you there at least. Yeah, you're on the second page of Google towards the middle. And when I'm looking at the keyword searches in the area, I'm not looking just regular on my phone or on a computer, just regular on Google. I'm looking on a secret, they call it like incognito mode. It's like pretty much where Google and all these other advertisements doesn't influence your search, right? So that way you see as if it's the first time you're ever looking for something like this. And that's what we want to capture is those customers like that. Because if they don't know your business name, that's how they're going to search and then this is what they're going to see. Now, I think we both agree on this one. No one really either looks at the second page or third page or they just don't know it exists, right? It's one or the other. and because it's not just they don't – I'll put it this way. It's not that they don't really care. It's just it's convenience. Right? They look at the first couple right there and they say, all right, let's give them a call. They have a good ratings. They have a website, a phone number. I can reach out to them. Let's take a look. Let's give them a call and see what they got. And that deciding factor right there is what we specialize in. We make sure you're constantly being found. I don't want to say Facebook is the greatest and all and everything like that. I mean, we do have options for that. I want to give you two different options here. And the reason I say that is because if you already done Facebook and in your area did not work out too well, it could be also just because of who you work with. I don't know. But I want to give you the option for that. And then another option that I believe is probably a better fit, but I mean, it's completely up to you. So,
well,
just
so you know what they were doing on Facebook, they were posting, they were posting things, periodically. So they started to get some followers. You know, they would post interesting things about kitchens, remodeling, bathrooms, things that people were interested in. So it was building up two followers, you know. But I didn't get specific calls from people from Facebook said, hey, I saw you on Facebook. I'd like to have a kitchen.
Right.
So I wasn't getting any of that. But, you know, it was kind of nice what they were doing because it seemed like it was building some people. But I didn't see the results from it other than it was building some followers that got on there because they were interested in some of the things that they were posting, like the latest in colors, the latest in this, the latest in that, you know.
Right, right. And that's okay.
Free information, you know.
Gotcha. I found your Facebook through your website here as well, too. So I see what they were doing or what they are doing. And that's great, you know, that's great. Don't get me wrong. And when they're doing good, I'll say it, right? They're doing great. But here's the thing. When it comes to Facebook, everyone can see it, right? I'm looking at it. I'm not even logged into Facebook, right? I'm seeing your pictures and things like that. I could be in California for peep's sake, right? And looking at this and then try to give you a call. That means you're getting a time wasted right there on a phone call from a customer that's not an actual quality customer, right? Because even if they're interested in your service, they're way out of service area that you're like, why am I getting a call like this?
Right. Wouldn't they see where I was located and, you know, not bother calling?
You'd be surprised at how many people they just breeze through, they see pictures and they give a call or they send an email. It's like, why did they even do that?
I can imagine,
yeah. Right. What we do, though, is a little bit different than that, and it makes a huge difference out of it. So we use target marketing ads to the customers that are in your area, and they're, let's say, to paint the picture here for you. If I was a customer and I was in your area and I type in kitchen remodeling, right? I say, or even say on Voice Alexa, I find your business on Google or these directories and I'm like, man, you know, it's a great company, but I don't need them right at this moment. If I go on my Facebook after that, catch up with some friends or some family members, bam, your ads will then begin to appear on my feed with the click to call you directly from there as well. Do you see the difference behind what we do and just putting posts up on Facebook, keeping it up to date? Yeah, we do that as well, but we make sure we target the right people that are in your areas that are looking for your services, right? Like, hey, listen, it's pretty much saying, hey, here's a reminder to you. There's somebody in your area that can take care of the work that you're looking for. Boom, right there. And like, oh, yeah, let me give them a call, right? No more old school days of driving by billboards and trying to hand out flyers and cards to everybody in the shopping marts. You know what I mean? Like, this is a new age way.
Well,
everyone's
well,
on their phone.
Yeah, you see, the thing is, I had a little incident that went on with the company a couple, I would say, maybe 6 months ago. And I had some crazy people. I have a lot of good customers and, you know, some good reviews, but I don't ask people for reviews, and I should, because I've got lots and lots of people that would be happy to put reviews up. But
sure,
you know, these older people just don't know how to do it. But but I do have to come up with a better system for that. But that being said, good people don't bother, you know, giving you reviews. But if somebody's not happy with you, they'll try to destroy your company.
Oh, of course.
And
yep.
I had a couple of crazy people that was no fault of mine. That was their fault because the cabinets came in and then they said they changed their mind. They don't want to do their kitchen after I bought their cabinets. And you can't do that because I can't return them. So you got – I had one lady like that. So she gave me a deposit, and I said, no, you can't get your deposit back. You got to accept the cabinets. If you want me to sell the cabinets, I'll sell them, and then I'll give you the balance of your deposit, whatever I get for the cabinets. But you can't wait until the last minute. And when I say last minute, I'm talking about the day they're being delivered to her.
She oh, wow. No, them. Come on now.
I mean, they're being delivered to her house, and she turns the truck around.
Yeah.
So she's wacky. And then she goes with somebody else. So... And I think she got like a $200 better deal. I mean, this lady's nuts. So there is crazy people out there, as you know. And then I had these two gay guys. Not that I'm prejudiced against anybody that's gay, but I tell you what, if you do business with gay men, forget about it. They're as fruit fly as you can possibly be. And saying that, you don't know which one's the boss. It's hard to tell. And the bottom line is one wants this done and you do it and the other one complains because you didn't consult him. And I said, well, listen, I'm consulting the one that's on the agreement. I didn't put you both on the agreement. I'm talking to the one that's on the agreement. So they got a little sideways and they put some bad reviews, you know. So I had a string of bad reviews. So I said, fuck this. I can't get them off. I just couldn't get them off. So I answered them. But I couldn't get them off. So I ended up suing both fucking people. I sued them fuckers and took them to court, and they didn't want all the expenses because I had more money than them, and they just couldn't keep up with it, so they took it down. I got them removed. But in the meantime, they were up for a couple months, so I said, fuck. So I started a new company, and I got a new company out there called Sarasota Kitchen. So if you look up Sarasota Kitchens, that's my company as well.
Oh, get out of here. Okay, please look at that.
If you look up Sarasota Kitchens, that's me. So I figured, let me just do everything under Sarasota Kitchens, start from scratch, and get rid of these bad reviews, because the bad reviews were killing me. Because anybody who went on for looking at reviews, they would read... That one lady said that I sold $15,000 from her because she wouldn't accept. She didn't say she didn't accept her cabinet. She just said I took a deposit and didn't do the job.
Oh, come on.
So,
all right.
Yeah. So, and you can't fight it because Google will not take it off. So I had to sue her, you know. So that was the only way. But I'm just letting you know this because there's another company out there that I said, fuck this. I'm just going to go with the new company, Sarasota Kitchens. Okay. But then what happened is they ended up taking those bad reviews down. You can look and see if there's any bad reviews up right now. I don't check.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But.
Yeah, on Lifestyle Kitchens and Bath, I don't see any bad reviews. You got 10 Google reviews up there, all 5 stars. Yes, sir.
Okay, good. So,
and that's
so
actually one of the – yeah, good thing you did, too, because that's one of the reasons why we're able to even give you a call. We base it off of only fulfilling with one company per industry, per area, period. So within a 50-mile radius,
yeah.
We won't work with anyone else who does what you do to make sure you get max results. And just because we're not sharing leads, for one. But two is because
I have a good reputation.
Yeah.
I get it. So I'm just letting you know because I want to be straight and forward with you with everything. But, I mean, what I do to counter – what I was doing to counteract that, because I did get, you know, a lot of good customers even with the bad reviews. But I told them, listen, there's some crazy people out there you can't handle. You know, I got good reviews and I got a couple bad reviews. And they said, yeah, we understand that. We're still going to go with you. I said, I appreciate that. But here's what I want you to do. Here's you know, several of my clients that I've just done.
Mm-hmm.
And these people are so happy with their kitchens, they'll let you actually go to their house and look at their kitchen. So
wow, that's amazing.
So they actually called these people, and these people said, oh, no, Tony's awesome, man. You want to do business with him. We went around, and he's $10,000 less than anybody else. That's number one. But he's great on communication. His guys are true craftsmen, and that's the guy you want to go with. And that was hands down. They're going to go with me once they call. But some people won't get to that point. They'll just see bad reviews and not want to do business with you at all, you know?
Right.
So that being said, that's why I have the other company. So I don't know exactly what I'm going to do with the other company yet. But let's get back to lifestyles and what you can do. So tell me what you can do from there.
Well, I mean, just hearing that, you know, it's unfortunate. Just you know, I don't want you to just brush it off, man. It happens. And people, bad word of mouth or bad vibes always go out like twice as fast as good. You know, that's the way it does.
What I know.
Here's the thing. The website, is the other company that you're working with currently, are they doing your website? Or did you do this on your own? Or let's talk about that for a second.
No, that website that you see was done originally by Tribe, but I own the website.
You own it. Okay,
and,
great.
I own it. And I also own the info at lifestyleskitchenandbath.com and the website address as well. So I got the email and the website. So, I mean, you might have to get it from them, but I own it. So if I do business with you, probably have to get it from them. But the bottom line is I own it. So, and they've been messing up a little bit because I don't know what fucking password they've been using, but I can't even get my emails correctly now after they did something. I don't
that's the thing. Okay. I think I have a better concept of everything you have going on. And I think I'm going to give you two options. I'm going to give you one option just because, and the reason why I'm saying this is because I already know this option is better for you. And I hope I earned your trust and respect when I say this because the other option is more expensive. Okay. And I'm not trying to just make a sale here. I think that this would probably work better for you personally, unless you want to hear the other option, but I really don't think you're going to need it. Okay. The option I have for you is with the target marketing ads through your Facebook as well. Get on the first page of Google for all your keywords in your areas, okay? Because you already have a Google Business profile, we don't have to re-verify things. We just have to manage things for you. And with us, you get a dashboard, we call it, the fully customizable tracking system. This is going to be your next best friend, I'm going to tell you right now, because when it comes down to your traffic, comes down to your keywords, where people are calling you from, you'll see that live. And you can change out your keywords at any time. It's very easy. We can use it as an app on your phone and even on a computer as well. Not to mention, we give you an account management team that'll help you out Monday through Friday, just in case. Okay, so they're there for you. Utilize them. But when it comes to your website, I bring that up because, I mean, I like your website, but the fact that they built it, it makes things complicated on our end. So if we were to try and try to, you know, update that website, we would have issues. So for that very reason, what we could do is since you own the website, we can make sure – or the domain name, I'm assuming, right? The lifestylekitchenandbath.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what I suggest – completely up to you – what I would suggest on that is have our team use that same domain name for you so customers don't get confused. They don't think like your business closed down or anything like that. And we make a brand new website with using that domain. That way you can actually see the traffic going to your website as well. It's very easy, and I'm telling you right now, it's very easy to maneuver through, to be really with you. But you also see the traffic going in and out to your website. You can even edit your website. That's how easy it is. You can add pictures, testimonials, videos. And again, our team will be there for you if you need them to do it too. Right? So that's what I suggest.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not so savvy with, you know, with doing stuff like that online. I mean, I can do things, but frankly, I don't have time and I don't put the energy into doing it. I'd like to have it done for me. So.
Okay.
I'm not going to be the guy that's going to go up there and change the website and add things and add pictures. I would need that done for me.
Okay. Then we could take care of that for you. I just say, don't take this with a grain of salt then, Tony. Communication is everything. You let our team know, they'll make it happen. But if you don't tell them, they can't read your mind, right? So as long as you communicate with them, tell them, hey, this is my expectation. I want to update every 2 weeks, or I want to add these pictures. Here's the email of the pictures. Boom. Or take it from here. That they'll be on it. I've seen them work live in action, and they move fast. So it's pretty incredible.
And what is your capacity? I mean, you're just selling, and then I don't hear from you again, or are you involved?
Yeah, so my position here is to make sure I get the right fit for the package that's going to not just save you money, but also make sure that it's going to work for the long term for you, because at the end of the day, being month to month and us only working with you within a 50-mile radius, we better make sure we're getting the right package and we're earning your trust in your business every single month by doing our job. If not, we don't do well. We do well when you stick for longevity of time. That's how we do well. Okay, so and I'm being straightforward
so
with you.
Is your fee month to month, and I can cancel at any time?
Correct. Yes, sir. It is actually so. Oh my gosh, that feels so horrible. We've been talking. I haven't gone home to pricing with you. All right.
And then the other question I have is, you know, when they built the website for me, the other company, they did it as part of the service. They didn't charge me for the separate fee for website build.
Yeah, I can match that. I can match that for you, because normally we do charge extra for websites, but I can see that what you've been going through on everything, I'm going to put it this way. Me personally, I like your website. I think it's a pretty good. But the thing is, you could have the best website in the world and no one's finding it. It's no good at all, right? It don't matter how good it looks, you know?
But on that website, if you're going to, you know, build it to, so your tech company can handle things properly.
Yeah.
You know, I own all those pictures, so I mean, I think it's going to be an easy build. They can use whatever they do with that template, and as long as the colors are nice and all those pictures are my actual kitchen. So,
okay, well, even better. I'll make sure to keep to my promise on this, and you know, I'll throw in the website completely included in your package, because basically you have a website done. We're just going ahead and making sure we have an easier way to manage that website, technically, if you think about it, right? Yeah. So I'm okay with that. Yes, sir. And we do have options for your monthly payments. If you would like to do month to month, no contracts, perfectly fine. You know, that month to month, there's no pay per lead, call, click, job, nothing like that. It's all inclusive at one flat rate at $249 month to month. Okay, it does come with a one-time setup fee of $99 to cover your programming. So that's the only thing you never see again. But so getting started today would be at $348. But again, no matter what, including website and everything we spoke about, Facebook business page, ads, all that target marketing, it's only going to stay at $249 month to month, no matter what. Okay, so that price will never change. Now, if you decide
is that the best price you can give me?
That's what I was going to get right into on this one. So that's actually a 50% discounted rate. I mean, if you want to fact check me, you can go to localsplash.com. Our pricing is normally for this package at $599 a month with a $299 setup fee. But I'm going to even top it off even better for you. If you decide, it's completely up to you and your options on this. If you decide to stay for, let's say, pay off for 3 months, okay? Now, again, this is our lowest pricing already, but I remember you were mentioning about pricing and things like that to match up a little bit better for you as well, right? So normally, if I was to say, you know, $249 times 3 months, you're looking at $747 plus $399, right? So you're at $846 you would be paying altogether for 3 months, right? But instead, mm-hmm. I mean, we can knock off another $50 off of that technically, because we're literally at the breaking point of the pricing there, but it'll only be $799 instead. So not much of a difference on there, no lie, but yeah.
That's all up front?
Yeah, for 3 months. Obviously, do further out, I can help out further, but I just want to give you the options for that.
No, I'd rather pay month to month because it's easier
okay.
for me.
Yeah, that's fine.
But I'm not the person that's going to join and then, you know, quit. I told you I was with the other company for a couple of years already,
okay.
you know.
Right. And I respect that. You know, you definitely gave them the opportunity to make something happen. Unfortunately, it didn't work out. No worries, no harm, no foul. At least you got some kind of start going, and here we are today, right?
Yeah.
And it wasn't
like it was bad. I mean, I'm still busy. And sometimes you don't know where the hell the business is coming from.
Right.
But I'm not as busy as I used to be, and I don't know why. I think maybe those bad reviews hurt, but now they seem to be gone, so it should be picking up again. But
I
was looking for a fresh start with a new company, and I like the way you're presenting yourself, so let's give it a shot.
All right, Tony, I appreciate that. Let's get it started. So very first thing is I want to make sure I have everything correct on our end for the systems here, okay? So, Tony, is it short for Anthony, or is it just T-O-N-Y?
It's Anthony.
All right.
A-N-T-O-N-Y.
All right. I'll still keep it with Tony, though.
Tony's fine, but it is, everything I do legally is Anthony.
Okay.
Last name is Esfer, A-S-F-U-R. Middle initials R.
Okay, perfect. And then I have the email address, the same one we went over, info@lifestylekitchenandbath.com, right?
Yeah, but we got to correct that because, like I told you, I'm not even getting my emails proper. And I've notified Thrive about that, and I'm just getting tired of calling. But here's the deal. For now, I'm using UKB Partners. I used to have United Kitchen and Bath, but this is UKB Partners at gmail.com.
Okay. We'll use that for right now.
I'll use that for right now, but I do need that info taken care of by you guys to make sure that I still want that. It's mine. We need to correct the password and all that shit. You guys, I'll give you my permission to call Thrive and tell them, I'm canceling them going with you guys.
Right, of course. And I don't want to conflict with anything either as well too, Tony. So we'll make sure we're doing everything properly and by the book. Okay, we're not going to cut corners or anything of that nature, because once you start doing something like that, Google, they really recognize things, man. They'll flag you. We don't want any of that to happen.
Yeah.
But two, it's more hurting on not just us or you, but the customers, right? They're getting confused. So don't worry. This part is for us here until we can get that figured out. But for now, let's keep everything the same. I have it as ukbpartners@gmail.com. I want to make sure after payment today.
Let me ask you a quick question.
How do
you get that website info@lifestyles kitchenandbath.com?
Okay,
how
so the the website itself, since you own that domain, then it's all we need to do is have manager access. We just ask for permission. You give us the permission from that, and we're able to go ahead and go in from there. That's simple as that.
Yeah, that's
in a nutshell.
But how about the email address, info@?
Ooh. So email address, different story. Yeah.
If I get the password, can you take it from there?
Oh, yeah. Of course. Yes, sir. Yeah. I thought you didn't have password access to it. I'm like, ooh, that's going to be tricky.
They changed it twice, and
oh my gosh,
I don't know what the freaking password is now. So, and without the password, I can't put it in my phone and get it. You know?
Wow, it's like
What good is it? Okay. I can't fucking get the emails. People want to email.
Right.
I can't even get them.
Oh my gosh. Okay, they're slacking. I'm not gonna lie. Like I told you, I'm pretty straightforward. That's money in your pocket.
I need to straighten that out right away.
Yes, sir.
What I'd like to do is to call Thrive to cancel their service. Don't worry about them talking me back into it. I'm not going to allow that. And get the website or the email password, and then make sure that you guys do things right from the start instead of using UKB partners, because I don't want to be stuck with conflicting emails.
Oh, no. Yeah. So I want to get you around the idea. So, Tony, today, literally I time myself, takes no longer than 12 minutes, right? We'll go over the information, and I go over everything as far as keywords, just the bare essentials here, hours of operation, make sure we got everything correct here. And I send it over to our technician team, and we could set that day for tomorrow, or tomorrow if you want. And that way they can introduce themselves, go over the website with you, go over the emails, go over everything, gives you time today to talk with the other company as well. That way they can also review on the things that we went over, just in case if you wanted to add more keywords or more areas, anything of that nature. Because I know I have you on the spot a little bit here, you know, I'm like, hey, if somebody has some keywords in your area, you're like, I got to look this up. I got to be on a computer or something. That gives you time to go ahead and do so, gather the pictures and everything you need, and they can get started.
Well, you probably know the keywords for kitchens, right?
Yeah. I mean, I do. I'm going to put in as much as possible because I'm going to send it over to them today. But they'll get started with you on that tomorrow. At least they're not starting from scratch. They're going to know exactly how your company is. They know what to look for, what the situation is as well. So that way they're prepped and ready to go right when you are.
How long does it take them to build a website?
Okay, so they use the one they have. Yeah, I was going to say, it's going to be a little bit different for you because you already have a lot ready for them. But for customers that don't have any web presence at all, we get websites done within the first 7 to 14 days. That's how fast we move.
For you to do what you need to do with my website or whatever you need to do, how long does that take?
That's why I say I can't really say, because we keep averages of customers that don't have any web presence.
The reason why I'm asking you is because when that people click under the new service that you're going to provide for me, they're going to get the email, and they're going to want to send me an email, right, or something.
Right. And I'm going to put that in notes to make sure.
The phone number you got, you called me. So that's the same phone number, and I'll give it to you again. And that's my cell phone, because I have the same numbers and I answer the phone all the time. I don't have anybody answer the phone. So that's that. But if they're going to be sending me an email and I can't get it or respond back to them properly, I'm going to be in the same boat I'm in now. So we definitely got to get that Lifestyles Kitchen and Bath. If that's the one you're going to be posting, I got to make sure it works.
Yes, sir, it does. Yes, sir, it does. Okay, so let's do this then. What I'll do is get everything information down. You know, we get everything going. Talk with our team. We'll set everything up today. But tomorrow, we'll talk with our team to see what the best solution is regarding on that before you cancel with this other team today. I'd say wait to talk to our team when they introduce themselves to you, because they can say, oh, you know what? We can get this done. I'm just throwing it out there. I'm not saying this is what they'll do, but just as an example, they're like, hey, we can get the website done right now, right here, boom, or in 3 days. That way, when you do call to cancel this other company you're with, you're not going to have no website for the customers at all, right? As soon as it cancels, bam, we have something going for them. Whatever the case may be, I'm just kind of painting a picture here a little bit for you to say, listen, we want to make sure that you're not completely shut off where customers won't be able to reach you or find you.
All right, a couple quick questions. If I have any questions, until the ball gets rolling and everything, I know you've got other jobs, you're not going to be catering to me, but can I get your direct number to call you if I have any specific questions until the ball gets rolling?
I'm going to sign up
today so you don't have to sell me any further. I'm going to give you my credit card for the $348. And then $249 a month after that.
Correct.
That's the deal. I'm going to give you a now. So we're going to do that. But what I'm saying to you is, I know there's a little bit of a process. They got to build the site or take my site or whatever, put the components together. They got to make sure I got info at my spouse's kitchen and bath. There's several things that have to be done. And
yeah.
I don't want to just deal with a bunch of people. I'd rather deal with you until it gets all set up.
Gotcha. Well, definitely. So how about this? I'll give you my I'm going to send you an email for your invite to meeting our team as well tomorrow. But that way you have my email. And in that email, I'm going to stay on the phone with you this whole time, partner. Even after payment, I want to make sure I stay on the phone so you can see your invoice of everything, break down all of it. Okay. So that way I really do take care of you today. Okay. But now, Tony, at the same time at the bottom there, it will have my direct line, my extension. If you need me, you can call me. But I'm going to tell you right now, our team is darn good, but I got you.
All right.
Okay.
Now, let me ask you this. Is it something we have to do tomorrow? Can that be done on Saturday?
Well, we are closed weekends. So if I was to suggest anything, I would recommend this. We'll set up for tomorrow. You normally ask for an hour window. If it takes too long and you get busy or anything like that, let them know. Reschedule. They can set up for Monday. Completely up to you. Right. That's just as long as you communicate with us, we make things happen.
Right.
Yeah. That's not an issue.
No problem.
Okay.
I get set up for tomorrow at a specific time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You can. Let's go over that right now, actually. Morning or evening work better for you?
Morning.
Morning. Okay. I have as early as, let's see. Okay. So they're going to call from California time. So it'll be 11 a.m.
What time do they
would that
start?
Work for you?
What time do they start?
So East Coast time is 10 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Okay, can we do 10 a.m. East Coast? So they have to be calling at 8, or no, they have to be calling at 6, 7.
7.
Third time.
Well, tomorrow there is a slot already taking for that time. Yeah, that's what I was saying. 11 to noon, that time frame works. That's as early as we got.
All right, let's do it.
Okay. All right. I'm going to send you to that email that you gave me that works right now that you have access to. I'm going to send you and
send it, you know what? Do me a favor. Send it to both. Because I think I get emails, but I can't respond to you. It's nuts. I don't get it. And maybe it's my phone. It's the way the password is. I'll work on
it.
But the bottom line is send it to both. But when I respond back, it'll probably be from UKBPartners@gmail.com.
Okay.
But go
and,
ahead and, you know, send it to UKBPartners@gmail.com and info@. So I just want to see if it comes through on the info@ as well.
Okay. Let me see if I can get that one right now. Put that one in there. Because if it shoots back because of the info, I'm going to laugh. But I want to try it just to see what happens, too.
Yeah, I mean, if you shoot me a test right now, I can.
Yeah, I just sent that invite to you and to our technician team. Just got to hit yes on your side, and they're going to hit yes on their side to show you that they're committed to this meeting, though, okay? I sent it to both emails, though. So let me know once you got it. It's going to come from my email, jseo@localsplash.com.
Okay, I got it on UKB. Now let me check info@. And I got it at info@ as well. But let me check. If I hit reply, that should go back to you.
Yes. So just don't reply to it, just hit yes on it. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to hit reply.
Okay.
And I'm going to put the answer yes. But tell me if you get it, because I'm doing it off of info@, okay?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
I just sent you – no, see, I cannot send mail. It just popped up on my phone. I can't send mail. I can get mail, but I can't send it. Isn't that fucking great?
So weird.
I'll work on that, whether I got to go to the phone company or what the deal is, but – that's ridiculous. All right. But I can on UKB. Let me see. UKB. Now, you want me to respond yes on UKB?
Yes. Yes. Well, don't hit respond yes. Just hit the yes. It should say yes, no, or maybe on there. So.
But I got to hit reply, right?
No, you don't have to hit reply. No, you don't. You don't. It'll go right through.
Are you sure? Okay.
Positive. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Let me see. Okay, reply for UKB. Yeah, I'm going to hit yes.
how. There you go.
You got it?
Refresh here.
See, this is crazy. That's why I hate these fucking phones. Now it's asking me for my password. I mean, what the fuck?
Probably because it needs to have you logged in on there.
Enter your phone number or recovery email.
Oh, man. Yeah, we definitely need to get this figured out, man.
What is your name? What is your name? Harry Numbnuts. How's that? I think I got to hire a secretary and call it a daydream.
Seriously. Tony, no, just giving you a heads up. If for any reason.
Wait, stay with me. They give me a verification code. If I can't communicate, then all this shit is wasted money.
Yep, exactly.
Hold on. Okay, apparently they sent me an email with a verification code, fuckers. I mean, why do I gotta go through all this shit with Google? Hold on. Alright. Did you get my response, yes or no?
Not yet. No, sir.
Hey, isn't that beautiful?
And Tony, I just want to make sure you know, if for any reason this phone hangs up, I will call you back right away. Okay? I just want to make sure if we lose connection for any reason, I still want to make sure I'm there with you through from now to the end of everything, okay?
All right.
How are we doing with that? Oh, there we go. Well, they came through. They just came through.
Yeah, it's because they asked me for passwords and all kinds of stupid shit. Wow. Did it come through?
It just came through. Yes, sir.
Yeah, all right. Google is, they don't just let me use it. Every time I go on the phone, they ask me who I am and all that shit.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I'll put in notes for our team to really help you out with this stuff too, just to make you makes life a little more easier. You know, if they can help out, make things a little more convenient for you, that'd be great. Because if customers are reaching out to you through email, we want to make sure that you're able to reach out back to them, obviously, you know, because that's just missed opportunities. All right.
Well, no, I reach back, but I got to jump through hoops to get
that.
An email back
to them.
I don't get it, you know. I mean, okay, I changed my password, but I've already put it in there, my new password. Now, why do they keep asking me for it? It's stupid.
Right.
All right. Yeah. So, all right. What do we
okay.
do now?
Next thing, this part's for Google, so I have to make sure I have this spot on. I have the business name is Lifestyles Kitchen, the and sign bath. Business address, is it 5045?
No, it's Lifestyles Kitchen and A-N-D. Bath.
Oh. Okay.
A-N-D.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Lifestyle Kitchen and A-N-D Bath LLC is the official name.
Okay. Yes, sir. And then the address, is it the 5045 Clubview Court East, 34203? Okay.
It is.
Just making sure. All right. And then also the next part. Okay. So that's really good. We're all set there. Next part's all for the Google viewing type of feel, okay? So I have on your, let's see, on your website here, your business hours as 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, Saturday 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Is that pretty accurate?
No. No.
Oh.
That's when I had a showroom.
Well,
okay. After COVID, we did away with the showroom. People weren't coming to showrooms, so I did away with it during the COVID period. And as it turns out, it actually works better because I bring samples to the people. It gives me an opportunity to get with them again at their home. And I'm a very good salesperson, so I'm able to sell when I do that. And I don't need a showroom, so I'm saving $3,500 a month.
Oh, wow. Good for, I'm gonna stand up and clap for you right now. That's incredible. There you go.
Yeah.
All right. All right, Tony. So then, what is your hours of operation that you like to show then?
Well, I'll be honest with you. If somebody called me at midnight and wanted a kitchen, I'd go see it.
Okay.
What's my hours of operation? I guess to look more professional, you'd want to say 9 to 5. You know.
I mean, I could do this if you'd like, because I've talked to a lot of business owners every day here. You know, you could do like Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, and then put 24/7 emergency only, if that's what you want.
No, I mean, you could put down 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5. Let's put that.
Okay. Perfect. And you're always
going to get all the other.
I was going to say, you're probably always going to get calls, regardless if they're looking at that. Anytime you need to make or modify these things, not only you'll be able to do that on your dashboard, but you also have our team to do that for you, okay? Again, utilize our team, okay? Then, of course, you want the customers to reach out to you through phone, obviously here, and email. Well, this part, I'm going to put the notes about your email here. So we need to fix that part. For now, would you like me to put, because this is going to take some time to get it up there, I'll just put on the other email, the info one. Is that all right with you? So that we can get that one rolling for you? Or would you like me to put the one that is currently working right now?
Say that again. I'm sorry. I was trying to do a couple of things. Multitasking here.
That's all right. I got
just coming in. Go ahead.
For your email, for right now, for customers to contact you, would you like me to put the UKB partner one, or would you like me to put the info lifestyle kitchen and bath.com one? Because it is going to take some time to get this part up there for you.
Info. I'm going to try to do that.
Okay. I got info. You, partner.
Yeah, I don't want to have to go back and do all a bunch of shit. But if
I hear
guys,
that.
Team needs to get a hold of me, they can try both. But if customers, by the time this gets up and running, we're going to just use info. I don't want to have to change it midstream.
I hear that. Yes, sir. And then let's go over those counties again. You said you wanted to stay within, obviously, Manatee, Sarasota. I think Venice is part of Sarasota County, isn't it? Or no?
Yes, it is. It is.
Okay.
If you have a map or your team has a map, to just look up Sarasota County and Manatee County. And you'll see it's probably about 50 or 60 mile radius. I don't go into Tampa.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't go down to Port Charlotte, you know. Venice is far south as Elgar. Yeah.
Okay. Got it. I'll make sure I put that in there. And then how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you do cash, check, PayPal, card? How do you like to go about that?
The new method is what people like to Zelle. So I take Zelle.
Yep.
I do cash, of course, and I do check.
Okay.
I don't like doing credit card. You know what's wrong with a credit card? No,
you're paying extra fees.
No, that's not fine because ultimately it's 3% more, but you can you just charge more for your kitchen.
Right.
So that's not an issue. I'll tell you what it is an issue. I don't know if you knew this or not. If somebody pays by a credit card, they can get their new kitchen. Everything's perfect, right? And then they can complain and get all their money back from their credit card company, and then the credit card company goes after you.
Oh, that makes sense. I have my side business, and that happened to me. Yeah, happened to me.
That happened to me, so I said, fuck this. I ain't taking credit cards.
Smart. Actually, you know what? Wow. No, they didn't.
Yeah, you know what they said?
No, they didn't.
Well, I didn't really like the, I didn't like the workmanship, and the workmanship was perfect. They knew exactly what they were doing. They probably do this all the time. He's probably got his whole house remodeled for free.
Gosh.
Think about it. You get a new kitchen for, you know, 25, 30 grand, and you get a new closet, and you get new this, new that. You end up with $50,000 worth of new stuff, and your credit card company, you dispute it, and they're always for you. And then they'll go after the company for the money.
Jeez. You know, I didn't think of it that big of a scale. I mean, I changed my company a little bit differently as well. I don't accept card unless it's going through Zelle, because it's straight bank to bank and they don't have my banking information. I don't have theirs. It's just, you know, because it's through Zelle, and, you know, and cash, of course, and check. So, I agree. You know, I didn't think of that to that scale though. So I'm glad I'm talking to you.
You got to think of all the crazy people out there that are scammers that know how to, you know, beat the system.
Yeah, man. That's just, I'm sorry, my heart just dropped a little bit.
I had a lady do that. She just got divorced. Now I know why her husband divorced her. She's a bitch. And she apparently does this all the time.
Oh, really? Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she knew exactly what she was doing.
That's messed up. You know what, though? Yeah. Karma. And I believe in that, and I believe there's a balance in life. I really do.
Hey,
you know, I respect all beliefs, but...
I get it. Sometimes I say that, too, but you see a lot of bad people getting a lot of ahead in this world. And if there was karma, there'd be a lot of fucking dead people out there. The only karma is you got to do something about it. I'm telling you right now. I mean, look at all the shit. Look at all our politicians that do shit. Man, what karma? Fucking guy does all this shit. Yes, his son's doing all this shit. He becomes president.
I'll say this, Tony. You know, I agree with you 100%. Action needs to be taken. You know what I mean? Like, you can't just expect things to happen. Karma doesn't come.
The only way you're going to get satisfaction is you got to do action. Even the lady who did that to me. I ended up suing her. I don't just take this shit. I ended up suing her, and because she didn't want to go to court and explain the whole situation, I ended up getting all my cabinets back, so which is good because I had someone go in their house and take all their fucking cabinets out.
Wow.
Yeah, because the judge basically was going to – it was getting to the point where she'd have to go in front of the judge with my pictures and explain why she got a free kitchen. And she knew the judge was going to fucking throw the book at her. There's no fucking way that a normal judge is going to allow that to happen. So get it to the point where they don't think you're going to do that. They don't think you're going to spend the $10,000 going after, you know, $20,000 in cabinets.
Right.
Or $15,000 in cabinets. Most people aren't going to do that.
But I know that. Yes, sir. Well, hey, man, you're making things happen for yourself the best way you can. That's all you can do.
Well, live and learn. I mean, that's what happens out there. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. So, Tony, is the main part. I want to make sure I have at least something for our guys here. We got residential work only, and I have the keywords for some of the services you offer. Just building off of from your website here, I got bathroom remodeling, kitchen remodeling, full home remodeling, countertops. Is there anything else specifically I could put in here?
Countertops, flooring.
Flooring, okay.
We do flooring. Yeah, flooring. So kitchens, bathrooms, countertops, cabinets, flooring. Mm-hmm. Partridge in a pear tree. We did some of those.
All right.
I'll bring a partridge over if they got a pear tree.
Stop. Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to do is this because that's the main ones here. I'm going to put in parentheses that you may want to add more just so that way they bring that conversation up in case you went.
Let me ask you this question. I seem like I'm getting, I got two jobs going on now and I'm getting calls from my workers and it looks like an emergency situation.
Okay.
Is there any way that you can call me right back? Just give me 5-10 minutes.
5 minutes. I mean, is it an emergency? Because I only got two things left here to do with you.
Well, it kind of is, but I can give you my credit card so you know that we're getting started here. You got it.
I won't charge the card though. So, Anthony, on the card, is it just first and last name? Anthony Asper?
Anthony Richard Asper.
Okay, Richard Asper. Okay. And then I'm assuming the same billing address, the 5045?
Yep.
Okay. And what kind of method are we using today?
It's going to be a Visa card.
Okay. I'm not going to repeat the numbers out loud. Ready for you, Arthur.
It's actually a company debit. Yeah, it's a company debit card, but I'll read them to you. Ready?
Okay. Yes, sir.
4427.
Mm-hmm.
3225. 3293-9886.
Okay. And the expiration date?
Yeah, 10/27.
Okay. And the security code as well?
586.
Okay. Now, again,
and
I'm not processing nothing. So
that's fine. I mean, you can...
Yeah,
but that's fine. You can process. I'm going with you. You know what I mean? So do what you need to do. Call me back and let's just review what you did. Okay.
Okay. I'm not processing it though. I just want to make sure I'm with you on the phone. I keep my promises.
Do what you got to do. No worries. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right. All right, Tony. I'll call you.
I got to get to
10 minutes.
All
right. All right. Bye.